The End of Eternity by Isaac Asimov. Narrated by Paul Bamer.
Chapter 1. Technician. Andrew Harlan stepped into the kettle. Its sides were perfectly round, and it fit snugly inside a vertical shaft composed of widely spaced rods that shimmered into an unseeable haze 6 feet above Harlan's head. Harlan set the controls and moved the smoothly working starting lever. The kettle did not move. Harlan did not expect it to. He expected no movement, neither up nor down, left nor right, forth nor back. Yet the spaces between the rods had melted into a gray blankness which was solid to the touch, though nonetheless immaterial for all that. And there was the little stir in his stomach, the faint, psychosomatic touch of dizziness that told him that all the kettle contained, including himself, was rushing upwind through eternity. He had boarded the kettle in the 575th century, the base of operations assigned him 2 years earlier. At the time, the 575th had been the farthest up when he had ever traveled. Now, he was moving up when to the 2456th century. Under ordinary circumstances, he might have felt a little lost at the prospect. His native century was in the far down when, the 95th century to be exact. The 95th was a century stiffly restrictive of atomic power, faintly rustic, fond of natural wood as a structural...